This meeting is now being recorded.
SOI. Yes, now the meeting is being recorded. So start off with any updated SOIs or do we have any apologies? No. Okay, cool. Well, so we've had a lot of discussion about the scope of work, and so hopefully a lot of you, if not all of you, have had a chance to look at the draft that's been kicking around, version 3. And I've seen there's been some comments on it, so I know some people have checked it out. And you know, I don't know if this winds up getting in front of whether we want to wait on having PTI brief us before we get to this or not, but hopefully we can put some of that, if not all of it, to bed today. That'd be awesome, but maybe a little bit ambitious. Then discuss what our plan is for Madrid. And Johannesburg, and if we have time still, I'll go to the sort of the open action items. So does anybody have any agenda bashing they'd like to do on that before we move forward? Okay. I see somebody typing. Well, I'll presume that we can catch up if there are any changes or concerns. So, okay, so to start off, has anybody not felt like they had a chance to sort of look at the terms of reference version 3 that went out, in particular, I'd say the scope? Because I'd like to sort of jump into that if nobody feels like they need more time to do so. Okay. Okay, well, then that's awesome. So I don't think that, I'm just pulling up my local copy now. So there were a couple comments that were made on there, and one of them I think was pretty substantive. Well, not terribly substantive, but Carrie Ann, I think, made a sort of a one particular comment, and I do think we want to try and put this all to bed. So I don't know if Carrie Ann, if you wanted to speak to your comments on the scope section of the terms of reference or not, or if you wanted me to sort of summarize it for folks. Okay, cool. I will go ahead. So and I think actually that comment was made on one of the things that I think was, you know, had a lot of discussion in the group about, which was basically where should we draw the line on working with internal systems or things that are not sort of necessarily directly within ICANN's purview. And there was a sentence in the draft text that I put out there that basically tried to describe that, or a couple sentences that try to describe that systems rely on the systems that are within ICANN's purview, and we may need to consider some of those in order to understand what the systems we actually are going to put recommendations together around actually need to do or look like. And I know we've had a number of discussions about this, and I think Carrie Ann suggested some slight rewording. And I honestly, I looked at it quickly. I think, you know, I'm not sure that I see the sort of this, like, chair hat off. This is just sort of like, you know, writing text guy. I'm not sure that I understand exactly where the nuanced difference is or why it's so important. I worry a little bit, though, that if we constrain where we're allowed to look at things, then we may wind up, you know, not seeing bigger picture, bigger items. And so I don't know, Carrie Ann, if the text that you drafted was designed to sort of highlight anything in particular, but I was worried it was a little limiting personally. But I don't know. Did anybody else have any thoughts on that? Has anybody else not had a chance to read it? Yeah, Carrie Ann, I see you have your hand up.
I'm just trying to open back the document. It wasn't restrictive. I think how the language was written was restrictive. So I was trying to actually make it more wide. I'm just trying to find it back because I already closed it. Hold on. So what I was suggesting, Eric, how the language was written before, it actually said, you may therefore necessarily need to go to, I think it was, consider issues that may be broader and may therefore necessarily investigate issues related to elements external to ICANN's direct remit. What I wanted to propose was that the things that we're looking at is not external to ICANN's remit, but it's because if you say that, it means that it's out, the bylaws itself of ICANN says it can't go outside of its remit. So if the SSR2 team is stood up as a result of ICANN, it means that we ourselves can't go outside. So what I was trying to propose was language that would allow, I think language accepting that what we're reviewing is within ICANN's remit. And what we're doing is that we would just consult all the actors that are necessary, not going outside of our remit. I think that's what I had a problem with how the language is written. It says that are external to ICANN's direct remit, and I think that's an acknowledgement that the discussions we've been having is saying that what we're reviewing with the DNS is external to ICANN's remit. When I think some of us are saying that it's not external, it may be more work, but it's just that we want to make sure that we acknowledge ICANN's remit. So the proposed language I had was just that we would consult with all the stakeholders within the community that may have specific functions that they perform on behalf of ICANN. So the language could be tweaked, but I just didn't like how that last sentence was worded. I don't know if that makes it any clearer, if anyone else from the team understood the suggested language and could probably... I could copy the comment, Emily, into the chat. Let me show the rewording that I gave. Hold on.
Okay, well, while you type that, okay, great. Let's see, there it is. Yeah, no, Karen, that makes a lot clearer to me. I think I misunderstood, so I think that was my bad. I think there was just one word in there that must have sort of just taken me in the wrong direction, just sort of. Not a problem at all. So thank you very much for clarifying that. So I guess James, I think you're next in the queue.
Thanks. So I'm broadly supportive of the change, but I have one concern with a specific word. I just want to get from Carrie-Anne whether it's an important word or not. So in the modified text, it says security, stability, and resiliency, importance and implications of the ICANN identifier space. So to me, that is where implications word means that we could potentially end up going into this whole thing as a broader piece of, you know, looking at end-to-end DNS abuse and everything else. And that's what, you know, I think I want to try and keep away from. Yes, we can look at those things, but I don't want us to be pushed into investigating those things. You know, as you said, Eric, before, you know, it's very important for us to be able to gather information and to look at the broader picture. But I just want to make sure that our work as this team is focused on what ICANN can actually have a role in and what it can change. And I'm just concerned about that word implications. So, Carrie-Anne, is that an important word in your rewording, or is that something we could have a quick chat about? Because I'll put out as well that, Eric, your wording was perfect for my scope concerns.
James, I didn't change that sentence. That would have been Eric's wording. The only sentence I changed was the last one. So I pretty much copied everything up to, I think, administrative scope. We'll consider the issues that... I think I copied everything from in order up to its original language with implications. That would be Eric, not me. I just kept that sentence to be...
Yeah, it was more in conjunction with the change.
Yeah, I didn't put in...
Yeah, so this is James again. So just from my perspective, because with Eric's wording, we had just investigate issues, whereas with the new wording, we now have you discuss, seek advice... So it broadens, from my mind, the initial sentence as well.
We could not, I mean, Eric, I'm open, you guys could mash
that
it. My concern was mostly the second sentence. So I think it could be mashed, I'm okay.
Okay, so I'm sort of not entirely sure where that leaves us. So then, there were two sentences that we were talking about. Is it the preference then that we just modify the second one then? Is that what you just said, Carrie-Anne? Maybe we can sort of like push some text around on the email list, and that way we can get it just right, And then once that's sort of ready to go, you know, we can sort of slip it into the document. Or someone can, yeah.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
All right. Luckily, the host has left the meeting. Okay. So, yeah, we'll take it to the list. Thank you very much. All right. We lost Emily's hand, so I guess that issue has been taken care of. So, Jeff, I think you're next up.
Sorry, playing with the mute button. Look, I actually like Carrie Ann's wording, and the thing that I appreciated about that was remove the kind of open-ended investigate and actually created a more definitive review, discuss, and seek advice so that there wasn't a self-proclaimed remit to go out ICANN's mission, but more the ability to allow others to provide input, which seemed to me to strike the right balance. James's issue around implications, I think, is always there, irrespective of the wording. It doesn't worry me either way, to be perfectly frank. I could see arguments for and against that word, and as I said, I could live with either side, so I'm not unduly fussed. But I did appreciate the remainder of Kerri-Ann's rewording, and I thought it was more appropriate in terms of the limits the bylaws impose upon us as to how far we can go. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Emily, your
hand is up. Yeah, thank you to everybody who's commented on this. And I'm really encouraged. Eric, I think that you did a really great job in just summarizing the sort of sense of the team so far, which is that there really needs to be a sensitivity amongst everybody on the team, that no one wants to go outside ICANN's remit. Nobody wants to extend ICANN's remit in this work. At the same time, we don't want to close the door on lines of inquiry which may lead to a conclusion that ICANN could do something, if not everything, in relation to problems that might emerge. And I feel that the wording we have is capturing that very nicely. I take Kerri-Ann's comments. I think they're well made. I really would dare to propose that we might well have enough to say, well, I think that we're pretty happy with these terms of reference, and can we propose them to the group? And anybody objecting could perhaps, you know, take the microphone and... you know, failing that, maybe we could sign them off, would be my proposal. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Yeah, I see we're kind of sort of running, we have a couple different sort of perspectives on what the best next step would be. It sounds like, you know, kicking a little bit of language around maybe something we want, but that, you know, at some point we need to decide, we sort of have, we have a couple different modes of opinion here. It sounds like there's a couple people that are online and on board with, you know, sort of gist of the text, and that we have, you know, Jeff mentioned that he sort of is uncomfortable with the text. So we have to come to some sort of consensus about where we are going to head next and whether we can sort of put a flag in this or we can't. And I think at this point it might be worth putting people's perspective onto the list if we can't do it on the call today. So maybe I can get a show of hands. How many people feel like we are close? Reading just comments. Oh, I see. Okay, so we actually maybe are pretty close, which would be great. I think it'd be really advantageous for us to try and put this to bed. If not on the call today, you know, on the call today, modulo some more changes, which I think is where it looks like we're heading. So what I would ask is, it looks like James, Jeff, and Kerri-Ann have some thoughts about text, and I see you guys iterating a little bit in the chat room. So I don't want to sort of try and channel you all if I can get some sort of text from you all. You know what I mean? Like, I think if one, it looked to me like I think, I don't want to speak for you all, but I think James looked like you were going to take Kerri-Ann's gist and put that into some words, maybe fire it out into email, and then we can incorporate that into B4, I guess, of the draft. Emily, I see your hand raised.
My impression, looking at the chat and listening to the comments made by Jeff, James, and Kerry, is that we may be able to be slightly bolder, and that, say, subject to striking the words "and implication" paragraph, we are happy with the text, and therefore we can all sign off the terms of reference. Could I propose that to the group? And, you know, please do. I certainly don't want to railroad anybody, but if we, I also don't want us to avoid making a decision if we can. So my proposal is that we adopt the terms of reference version 3, subject to deleting the words "and implications" from Kerry's proposed insertion, but otherwise adopting Kerry's text. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Kaveh speaking here. I have a question. Is everyone from the SSR2 team online? Because I don't have the, let's say, quorum or whatever. I'm not sure if everyone is already here. And I would like us to make this decision when everyone is here. Can someone from the staff let me know if you're missing someone?
Bernard, you have your hand. Great.
Thank you. I was just going to mention that the review team may wish to consider this. In some of the other groups, we have adopted a policy of two readings to finalize acceptance of everything, which allows to compensate if anyone missed one meeting or if there were other things. So really, it's a suggestion to the group. If you want to adopt that, you could accept it as a first reading today, as proposed by Emily, and then you could bring it back at your next meeting for a second reading, and once that's done, then it's accepted under that kind of a system. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Just maybe exhaust the queue and then maybe circle back to that. It's an interesting idea. Emily, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just very quickly to say, thanks, Kaveh, for raising that very key point. I would agree with Bernie's proposal.
James?
Thanks, it's James. So I'm going to be awkward and say I would like us to be a little bit more agile than that. And how about we agree it in principle here on the call, and put out a 24 or 48-hour no objections on the list, and then if after that period is done, we haven't got any, and we consider it adopted formally.
Okay, so so it sounds like we're coming to a little bit of consensus on this, which is great, but as the chat room is sort of going forward, it looks like we are missing several people that oftentimes have things to say as well. I think that puts us in a little bit of a tough set. Let's see where we get to by the end of the call. Possibly people will join. But yeah, Kaveh brought up a good point. It looks like the team's resonating with we need to have. We'll see where we get to at the end of the call. At the end of the call, we need to sort of ratify something. Then we can't. I mean, nothing will probably be written in stone per se. So we can probably roll back or incorporate or update. We can talk about making these documents, living documents. So what I'll do is I'll propose that we table this until the end of the call, and then I'll carve some time out to make sure that we can circle back. And if nothing else, we can push forward with consensus at that point. Yeah, that's true. that's very true. And so that's why I think if at the end of the meeting, if we still don't have – actually, maybe we do a raise. do a quick straw poll right now. Do people want to, if you go to the agree, disagree options on the Adobe Connect room, do people want to let me know, do you agree with adopting V3 now? Okay. Does anybody disagree? Okay. All right. Well, then I guess that's that. So those people that have chosen to, you know, make their opinions known have said we should go through and adopt V3. So we'll adopt V3 modulo any sort of wording changes we can negotiate on the mailing list. I think that's a good, strong step forward. I think it's important that we do that. So can I have the agenda slides back up, please?
Are people moving forward? So I assume that the final version will be circulated. Do we want to also slide after that inform the board? Because this was one of the problems from the board, too. They didn't know about the difference. So do you want me to send the final version, which will be sent to the list, back to the board, or do you want another review?
Does anyone have an opinion? Did anyone not hear Kave? And if everyone heard Kaveh, does anyone have an objection to us finalizing the text, updating the final version 3, and then having him share it with the board?
Sure. Thank you. So as soon as I have the clean version underneath, I will
great.
Share with the board and let the list know. Thank you.
Sounds good. I see a comment that V3 has not been circulated. I think it has been a couple times on the list, so it's possible that it's hidden in a folder somewhere or just didn't get noticed. Kathy, I see your hand up.
The problem, I think, is I was hunting all over Creation for it. The document number still says draft V2.
This is true, and this is due in direct part to me.
And so if it really is 3, which I really think it is, we just need to change that before it goes out.
Yeah, that's true. The file name should say V3.0. The document itself says draft version 2. So it would definitely need to be updated, but if you have a document in your hand and you're not sure which one it is, the file name should disambiguate. But yeah, that needs to be fixed.
So, Kaveh speaking, sorry to add to bureaucracy. I just wanted to add something. Since there might be a bit of confusion about the version, but we all agreed on the document that we saw, I suggest the clean version when we sent it out, if the chairs agree, we give 24 hours for anyone who might have things to shout, but automatically it's accepted. But if someone has something to say because there might be a confusion on the version number, I think it's good to give them 24 hours. So when we send out the final version, please mention that you have 24 hours to complain or shout.
Great. Does anyone have any objection to that? Great. So far? All right. Just watching the chat room for a moment. Okay. Yes. Okay. It looks like everyone's okay with that. So as Emily noted in the chat room, terms of reference version 3 adopted, incorporated Carrie-Anne's paragraph subject to deletion of and implications. So that sounds good to me. And then we'll put a TTL on it when we stick it out onto the list, and that'll be that. 24 hours. Yeah, TTL. Okay, cool. So time check, we're halfway through. It's 10:30, or 10:30 East Coast time. So moving forward, the Madrid meeting schedule. So the co-chairs and staff had a number of conversations to try and come up with what we thought made sense. And what we sort of have right now, I think some of this has been, I'm not sure these have been circulated or not, but obviously the slides have been. There is a welcome reception on Friday the 12th from 6:30 to 8:30. Then the ICANN Symposium will be all day on Saturday, and our hope is that the team will be able to join for all of that. And then we'll have review team meetings on Sunday and Monday. And take a look at these slides. Yeah, so that's the broad agenda. And then I think we have a few more comments in here about the details. So if at any point someone has a comment or question, like jump in, but this is sort of high-level framing. We have come up with a handful of agenda topics and folks that we'd like to have come and brief us while we're all co-located and face-to-face. And I guess we don't have a whole lot here, but yeah, we don't have that in this. Okay, one second. Chat room. So I'm going to channel the chat room. Monday, we discuss the scope of work. I see there's a lot of active discussion in the chat room. In regards to remote, okay, Gary, I was just about to channel you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that on Monday, we have the entire morning discussed to talk about the stuff that we just spoke about. So I think we have some room freed up on Monday morning, so we should reconsider the 9 to 10:30 slot on Monday morning. I'm traveling down, but I'll be able to participate remotely, but I just thought we should reconsider that aspect of the agenda right now, if we could.
I think, talking about the scope on Monday morning will probably be something we do a little bit different, but having worked out the scope, we'll have a lot more substantive matters we can attend to. Go ahead, Emily.
Thanks for that, Kerri-Ann. Perhaps my suggestion would be that we use that time on Monday to really plan our next steps and look in detail about what we need to achieve by when to get our work done. It might also just be a good use of that time to think about, for group team members to think about their particular areas of expertise or interest that they could contribute to, bearing in mind the scope that we have adopted. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. James?
I'm not sure if it's just because we're the two physically closest together, but very similar to what Emily just said. So my big thing that I would like to see us, achieve from Madrid is, apart from the SSR1 recap, which I think is very important, is blocking our work. This will most likely, based on experience, end up with sub-teams. But we take what we have to do, which I think we have a good scope on now, and we get out into 6 or 7 or however many blocks of work that may be. And then we as review team members start trying to assign ourselves to those blocks so that we can start actually then mapping out, well, for this highly technical piece, we have 4 people and it's going to take, X amount of time based on that. But for this more, broad group, we'll have 8 people, so that will be done in a shorter piece of time, because I don't think we can actually work out our scheduling until we've blocked our work up into big schedule blocks, and then look at who can actually work on those blocks of information. And once we have that, then I think we're actually starting to look at getting a schedule together, and then we can actually start our real substantive work.
Yeah, that sounds excellent, James. That sounds exactly right, and I note that Kaveh seems to agree as well in the chat room. Go ahead, Emily.
The follow-on from the point that James made, which seems to be getting a lot of support on the chat, would it be possible for someone to volunteer to lead those discussions and to do some pre-thinking about potential blocks? One person or maybe 2 people who could just volunteer to lead the discussions during that session and make some proposals to the team. That would be really helpful, especially anyone who might have project management type of background or experience in this area. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Yeah, that's a great suggestion. So while that percolates, James, you have your hand up again?
I think that might have been a sly poke at me. So yeah, look, I'll take that, and I would appreciate if anybody else wants to help me with that. That'd be great. But I already have kind of thought about it that way in my own mind, so I'm happy to kick that off.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think that sounds excellent. Thank you very much, James. And if anyone feels like jumping into the fray with them, I think that would be really helpful. But yeah, so as while we were sort of discussing, the document came up on the share. I guess everyone should have seen that the first day we'll spend a great deal of time being briefed on SSR1 recommendations and their implementation status. And then day two, we'll move more briskly onto the work that we'll do. And so that's what we're discussing right now. I think it'll be real interesting to start to actually, break out these blocks as James has described, and start really the sort of the core of our work. And then I think we might wind up with a handful of subteams breaking out, as you guys can see from bullet two. And then it'll probably move us into a whole new phase. So does anybody have any comments in addition to or changes that they'd like to see to the agenda that is in the connector?
I have some, cover speaking. I'm not suggesting you have yet those, but the review team lunch, I think it's very short, and it's not because I want to speak slowly, but I think it's a very useful socializing opportunity as well, and we won't discuss issues anyway. So I think 45 minutes is not real.
It's too short.
I don't know what kind of lunch is planned. If it's sandwiches, it might be good, but if you're sitting on a table or something, like prepare to have 1 hour or one hour 15 minutes, something. Very small comments.
Okay. Is there someone from staff that has looked into the sort of the facilities of layout? Have a comment about whether that's feasible as far as like what the plan for lunch was and whether we can be accommodated to have an hour for it? Karen, I see your hand up.
Apologize, I had a little trouble getting off of mute. Yes, what we've arranged right now is there is an adjoining room to the main meeting room where the review team will be that we can set up the meals in, and you can go over there and grab what you want and bring it back to the main room. You can eat in the small sub room. We tried to be as flexible as possible, but the food will be close so that you can have working lunches should you want to do that. Or you can eat quickly should you want to do that.
So does that put everyone's mind at ease if we sort of basically have a softly defined break for lunch whereby we can sort of shuttle back and forth and work through it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Karen. Appreciate that. Okay, great. So I have a feeling that while having a very well-described agenda will give us a lot of solace right now, that it probably will change a little bit as we A, get closer, but certainly B, start to walk through it. But following what I think will be a really big part of what we do, which is breaking out into blocks and then having lunch, we're planning to have discussions about timeline and outreach plan, and then discussing like what we're going to be doing going forward as far as like face-to-face meetings and next steps. So at a high level, I think it's probably better than I read the slide for people to sort of just ingest it on their own. But basically, that sort of means, day one will be a lot of hearing from folks about where things were before we started, planning out where we're going to go next, describing amongst ourselves, like, how we're going to get there, who we're going to reach out to, and what we'll do next time we run into each other, where and whatnot. At a high level, does anyone have any objections to that or any thoughts? I'm assuming Karen, your hand is just up from before, but if there's something you want to jump in on for sure, feel free. Okay.
I have some comments, probably speaking. the next face-to-face meeting, I suggest we keep that open for now, because if we basically do what James is going to do, so half the blocks and have people maybe in groups, like some four people for this technical thing and things like that, then I think it would be very important that we give the groups a bit of face time. I'm not saying a lot of hours, but at least each group has like 1 hour so they can discuss the issues and where they want to go get aligned.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest we spend some time, and that I think naturally comes basically very close to the end. So I suggest we take some of that time about next face-to-face meeting and actually use it for the possible groups that we might have formed by then to talk about and get aligned.
I think that would be really good. James, I see your hand.
Thanks. So just from my perspective, and it's more of a broad comment on, I suppose, the afternoon. To me, face-to-face meetings are the best time to bash out, like, issues between the team members, or to, you know, build relationships and to do the harder thing. And I just don't want to stand up. So, like, the first day is great, because that's a task for the review team that we have to do, is the SSR1 stuff. But the second day, to me, just almost feels like all admin. And I think I agree with Kaveh then, that maybe that, you know, bullet five, let's try and keep that bullet five a bit more movable. You know, we can always discuss goals of the next face-to-face meeting on a call like this. That's pretty easy. So let's look at, you know, the after break time from 3 o'clock on as more of a, we'll see what we need to use it for, to do spillovers possibly from earlier in the day for the more substantial things that are less admin-y.
That sounds great, James. Then, Carrie.
I won't be able to participate in that last afternoon session, so I wanted to put food for thought. So when you guys do discuss, I agree with what James just said, but I wanted to put food for thought that when we do have the subgroups, that when the team discusses the face-to-face meetings, we could probably see if we could start doing part more regional oriented. For example, Kathy, me, and a couple other persons are based in the kind of DMV area. So if it is that we are grouped, James, you could think about grouping, and based on the insight of team members as well, grouping based on probably geographical locations. So maybe we could do face-to-face in those geographical locations rather than the entire team, if it is that we start to work in subgroups as well. And I know like James and Emily and a couple other persons are in the UK. And if someone is in Africa, then we can probably see how we can merge those groups to see how we can actually merge the meetings and by time zones as well. That way we could actually progress some of the work a little bit faster. Ireland and the UK, sorry, James, on the same continent. But we could just think about that. I just wanted to throw that out. I was going to raise it during that period, but I will decline at that time. So just for persons to think about until we see each other again.
Okay. Those are very good comments. Okay, can we, I think this is actually an excellent segue to the next topic on our agenda, the Johannesburg meeting. So can we get those slides back, please? Great, thank you. So we had, as you all may recall, we had a doodle poll about review team members' availability for meeting it before, during, or after the Johannesburg meeting in Johannesburg. And basically, it came out very, very close. There was a sort of a tie between before or during, and then just a sort of a fractional, you know, drop for people that were willing to stay around after or meet up after the Johannesburg meeting. I guess what I think is why I think this is a good segue is that, you know, based on what I just think I heard from Carrie and from James, it's possible that I wonder if I can get a sense for how many people are very interested, not interested in meeting during a face-to-face during Johannesburg. Should I take the comments that we just had a second ago is that people aren't sure that we are necessarily going to want to have a face-to-face in Johannesburg, or when you were saying structure our next face-to-face, is that with the presumption that Johannesburg is something that the team is interested in? I'd like to get a sense from the team whether you all think that this is something we should do. Carrie, I'm not sure if your hand is up from before or if it's up again. Okay, cool. James, please go ahead.
So for me, Johannesburg is the opportunity for the sub-teams to meet face-to-face and, as I said, you know, bash out those substantive issues, you know, maybe start really getting into detailed drafting, that type of thing. So I'm ambivalent. It works easier for me to do that in line with Johannesburg because I've already got time off work for that. But if we wanted, I think the timeline is good. So, you know, end of June, start of July, for the sub-teams to come back together and, you know, obviously a plenary session as well, but to start looking at the issues and start delving deep into things. If the review team decides to meet somewhere else, that's acceptable as well. There is obviously a cost impact for that is the only thing. We would have to, if we want to start looking at doing face-to-face meetings outside of ICANN meetings, then we need to look at the cost implications of that and how that factors into our budgeting.
Yeah, I think those are really good points, James. I think just to sort of throw in there, other things for consideration include one of the reasons that there was some interest from some of the folks on the team in the meeting in Johannesburg was that we'd be potentially co-located with other groups like SAC or RSAC or someone that groups that we might want to have briefings or get direction from or advice from or hear perspectives on things from. And I don't think that all the groups we want to get briefings from are necessarily going to be at ICANN in general, like APWG or MOG or anything like that. So it's something I think that it might be worth putting our collective heads around and coming up with a perspective on, maybe if we can, on email before we get to Madrid, because As you just mentioned, James, you know, the longer we wait, the bigger there is an impact. Folks that either have made travel plans that have to change them or people that haven't made travel plans that need to make them. And the timing is definitely good for us to have a face-to-face in that it will have been a little while since we've seen each other. We hope to have had a bunch of work gone on and it's good to sync up. But if the sense from the team is that we should discuss in Madrid when we want to meet again, then I kind of divine that it's not clear that we know for sure we want to meet again at the end of June in Johannesburg. So I could use some input from folks.
Carmen speaking. So I actually disagree a bit with Eric because I like planning ahead a lot, and it also helps me a lot. But I think the group is not we need a lot of admin work remaining, and then scoping, we just have the tour, but we have other stuff, the work plan and everything. So I think right now, it's too early to be able to plan ahead that long for this group. This is my opinion. So I think it's best that actually basically we're close to the end of monthly, which is we have the discussion, because exactly as James mentioned, if we have those subgroups, the subgroups might decide to actually meet in the hospital versus where the whole big group doesn't want to or doesn't need to. As soon as we have some timeline, so we know more. So before any of those, I think it's premature to make a decision. I know it's not ideal, but this is the situation. So I suggest we make a decision on the second day in March.
Okay. And I just want to read real quick what Kathy said. Back to the rest of the team. Focused on. Okay. I mean, I'm actually just interested in channeling the group on this one. So, Kaveh, that, yeah. I think what you said makes a lot of sense as well. Emily, go ahead.
So, yes, Kava, that we are very early in
I'm sorry, Emily, did we lose you, or was that...
We don't know exactly what we would be saying in outreach meetings, but if I've understood you correctly, I think I disagree, because I think that we probably need to try to get
Emily,
time
if
in
you're
the
schedule speaking,
of
you're
these
cutting.
Other groups if we do think that we're going to have some outreach in Johannesburg. Many of
Emily,
here.
If you can hear us.
Okay.
Emily, I think we're having trouble with your audio, and I'm not sure if you're able to. Okay, cool. Thank you. So while she's typing, James, did you want to say
something? Can you hear me?
Yeah, just very briefly, just from a planning perspective, the earlier we can make these decisions,
sorry,
the
you
better.
Can hear me now. I just agree with Cafe. I agree. Obviously, we don't know what we're going to be asking people. We don't know where we're going to be by Johannesburg, but just knowing how quickly the schedules of these groups like RSEC or SSAC do fill up, if we think that it's possible that we want to talk to them during Johannesburg, now is the time.
Yeah, I think we probably lost part of what you said, Emily, but it sounded like basically, if I try to fill in the gaps, that maybe what you were saying was that if we actually want to have some outreach or get some briefings from these groups, that we pretty much need to tell them sooner rather than later to ensure that they have time to brief us, certainly get on their agenda. We'll certainly be packed just like everything else. So I think that's definitely
some meeting time with them. Closer to the time itself, end of June, we will know what we want to be saying, and in the very, very worst case scenario, we can free up their agenda. So apologies for the microphone.
I think we got that, Emily. I think we heard you, but hopefully we didn't miss anything. I see Karen and then James in the queue. Karen, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Eric. I just wanted to raise that in order to make sure that everyone on the review team has a hotel room and that we have meeting facilities in Johannesburg. We need to know now whether you want to meet or not. Otherwise, the longer you delay the decision, the harder it actually will be to arrange both the hotel rooms and the meeting facilities, but also everyone's travel to get to the meeting. So, we would prefer sooner. I was hoping that we'd have some sort of decision today as to whether you wanted to meet and the days that you would prefer to meet so that we can actually start then planning for all that travel and the arrangements required to support the review team there. I don't know if that's possible, but we would definitely like to have that if it is.
Yeah, I understand, Karen. That's a good point. We'll try to circle back in the next few minutes to see where we can get to on that for sure. James, go ahead, please.
Thanks. So I'm kind of building on both of the other comments. For those of us who don't work around the ICANN policy sphere, we do really need to have some long-distance planning. I just booked the time off for Puerto Rico next year with my job. I understand we need to be a little bit flexible, but for things like the face-to-face meetings, I think we really do need to lock these down. Certainly I know that, if we're going to be saying, well, it's going to be after Madrid, I then don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it. I've booked it off with work now, but if I'm going to have to be changing it and moving it around, that would put my attendance at risk. The face-to-face meetings are something we should be planning well in advance. Also, for ICANN purposes, for example, for constituency travel, if I wanted to go with my GNSO constituency, it's actually too late for that now, because I thought we were broadly in agreement. It may be before, it may be after, but we would be around Johannesburg. So I think we do need for our face-to-face doing long-range planning.
Yeah, thanks, James. I think that's a good perspective. So what in the last few minutes, what I would love to do is to try and put a fork in this. So can I get an agree-disagree poll real quick? How many people think that we right now are in a position to either yes or no just decide this call whether we will meet in Johannesburg or not? I'm not saying how many people want to meet. I want to say how many people think we can come to a decision about it today. Only James. How many people? Okay. Can I get a couple more people jumping in just so that we have a proper data set? Okay. So let me reset the question then. How many people think that we should meet in Johannesburg? Clearly, it will be just those people that are saying they're ready to make a decision. We have a reasonably even split. Okay. Well, what I'm going to propose is that if we, in the last 5 minutes, we probably aren't going to be able to resolve this. Thank you, everyone, for agreeing and disagreeing. But that maybe can I propose that by the end of the week, by Friday this week, on the email list, we can have everyone's perspective on yes, we should, or no, we should not be in Johannesburg, because the chairs have worked with staff a bit on making sure we could line this up. We had the doodle poll. We had a lot of momentum moving towards this. So hopefully this isn't a surprise to anybody that we're discussing this. It certainly shouldn't be something people are strong-armed into, and I noticed in the chat room a number of people said that they're not planning to be in Johannesburg regardless of whether we meet. So clearly that won't be an effective face-to-face for those people. But I would like to say by the end of the week, I'd like it to be unequivocal, if we could, that the team has decided whether or not we will meet in Johannesburg, because I think the presumption before today was that we were, and it sounded like there was some consternation about deciding when we'd have face-to-face, and that's why I wanted to call into question whether Johannesburg was on the table or not. It sounds like we were maybe not all in alignment. Yeah, James, go ahead, please.
So I'm going to be contrary as usual and say that, put a counter suggestion, that the chairs make a decision on that ASAP. And, we have the doodle poll, we have some feelings from various people on the list and on the last two, maybe even three calls, for planning purposes, for ICANN side, because I know how difficult the getting these things are. I think it's almost at the stage now where the chairs can make a call on it. I don't think you're going to get much more insight from the actual members other than the doodle polls and the people that have actually spoken out in favor or against.
Okay. Those are fair comments, James. Thank you. All right. I'll reach out to the other co-chairs. Emily's on the call, and we'll get a hold of Denise, and we'll hammer this out, and we'll get it back to the group right away. I think that's a constructive comment, James. Thank you. Okay. We have 3 minutes left to sort of just review the open SSR2 action items. I'm not entirely sure what to review about that. I guess I'm inclined to sort of just move straight on to any other business. Hold a second. I see Emily has some comments in the chat room. To Jeff, okay. Yeah, I see Jeff saying that, okay, James, go ahead. It's your hands up.
No, sorry, I have an AOB item, so just you finish up whatever first.
No, I was just commenting on what was in the chat room, so I didn't have a substantive point. But
okay, cool. So just for the rest of the review team to note and to be aware, I've raised some issues with the co-chairs and with ICANN staff about the non-disclosure and the conflicted disclosure process that was sent around. It was yesterday or the day before. I want to have a discussion with ICANN Legal about that, because it doesn't really meet what the intent of that non-disclosure framework was supposed to be, in my opinion, as the person who wrote the bylaw. So just so everybody knows that I'm having a chat with co-chairs and with ICANN Legal about that, and we may come back with a revised version of it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, James. Indeed. Okay, so we're in the any other business section. So in the last minute, is there any other business from anyone else? Okay, everyone. Well, thank you very much. We will hammer out the version 3 of the draft, get the corrections in place, send it around the list with a TTL. Talk to you all soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.